You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome in, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off this week, but we'll hear from him later. Kind of a quiet weekend. Not much going on.
Yeah, nothing happened.
We went to the I went to the Italian festival yesterday.
Hello.
You can hear yourself? Are you plugged in? I can hear you. You're probably plugged into the wrong.
I'm plugged in.
You can't turn it up.
I did.
Did you turn it off and turn it back on, Ed? Smack the side of it. See if it works. Ed's trying to get his headsets to work. This is great. I can hear you. Anyway, of course, Brandon Hyde got fired this weekend. The Orioles got swept. Our pets' heads are falling off. I don't know what else is going on. We had the Preakness. We had just a lot going on this weekend, and it was all sad, right? The Orioles front. Like, everybody that wanted to blame Brandon Hyde, the Orioles come out. I don't know how you come out in two games and just say, and when I say come out, I mean the first inning and go, whew, don't want to be here anymore. Let's bring out these gas cans. I thought when you fired somebody, you're supposed to get fired up when you come out, right? But it's baseball. It's not like the other sports. You still got to hit that ball.
Yeah, when you make a change, it's supposed to, you know, get people's attention, invigorate whatever organization. They're like, it's a new day. We're serious. Let's get going.
Yeah. It's, it's frustrating, though, right? Like, watching the games yesterday. And it's so weird because I know we're going to get into this and we're going to take a ton of calls, guys. 410-583-1057. Just to let you know, Mike Bordick, Ryan Ripken, Rob Long all joining us, obviously, to talk Orioles and what happened this weekend and what's going to happen moving forward, because it's kind of an ugly situation.
Kind of. And what's weird, and I get it, I mean, this is every GM in every sport, but we had Elias on. I asked that question directly. So does the manager, is his job in any danger? Nope. It's not him. It's a lot of other factors. I'm part to believe. Blah, blah, blah. That was Tuesday.
Is there two things here? So either to believe that firing the manager was not his idea and that came from ownership?
Could be.
Or is it just the, I can't say, yeah, his job's not safe on the air because it's not, you know, like, I get all that. It's just, it's like nothing is going right except for Jackson Holliday. I
mean, yeah.
It's weird that he figured it out in the season and everything's just going to crap.
Yeah.
In a handbasket.
And he looks like he belongs now. After looking, you know, completely overmatched when he first came up. Not anymore.
I mean, what we talked about in the beginning of the year, and I was asking Rob, like, you know, he's supposed to be a premier hitter. So when does he move up in the lineup, and where do you envision him hitting? And I thought he'd be hitting one or two eventually, and it's kind of interesting to see him hit against righties at the top of the lineup. They still drop him in the lineup against lefties. But, well, you know what? We have to wait and see what Manzaleno's lineups are going to look like, if it's going to be righty-lefty, because if the lineups are coming out looking the same, then that either he's the same bird of a feather, right, doing the same things Hyde was doing, or there's stuff coming down from the front office and what they want to see. And, you know, so then you have your options of figuring out what you like and what you don't. But, yeah, I mean, look, it just everything is bad. Everything.
It's just horrible. Horrible. And now it's become like a joke, I'm sure, with your friends and mine. You know, to see that, 6-0, bottom of the second. Yep, there we go.
And the football jokes start, right?
Yep.
Oh, man, the Redskins or the Commanders just scored a touchdown in the first inning.
It's really, really bad.
God.
I mean, it's just, And after a while, it's like, what do you say?
I mean, we watched Kyle Gibson come in and make Charlie Morton look like Pedro Martinez. And it was funny. Like, so over the weekend, I was talking about how great the weather was for hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the... This is one of the things where it's good to be right, even though you really didn't have it locked in the right way. Like, I love the over in both weekend games because it was so hot, and we talk about the humidity and how the ball carries. It was easy to love it on Saturday with Kyle Gibson, but I loved it again on Sunday with Zach Eflin. And both of them hit because... I mean, those are hitters' dreams to play in games like that where it's that hot and the ball's going to carry. And, oh, by the way, randomly here in Baltimore, we had winds blowing out of 20 miles an hour.
Yesterday, yeah.
So you could see what was going on, but I don't think people expected that from Eflin because he's been so damn solid for him. It just sucks it when it comes, you know, like it's happening here. You just got swept by the Eflin Nats. You went 1-5 against them this year, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, and not just swept. But embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these games weren't close.
You've become the laughing stock of baseball. And the sad part is it's not that hard to turn this around. I don't mean this year. Like, mm-hmm. I think this is an anomaly with what happened over the course. Going to the playoffs back to back years and then this happening, you know, and people can disagree with me, and I'm sure there are a lot that are. And you guys can call in at 410-583-1057. But I do want to get more of the Orioles stuff, and we're gonna take calls on that. But how about your weekend? We had a pretty nice night Saturday.
Wish that was good. Yeah. I'm really happy we did that. That was, good cause, great people. I mean, just, you know.
Absolutely.
Antonio was there, and the people who don't know, it was, you know, a charity kind of fundraiser. We were on a panel, you know, the usual. Yeah. Mark Viviano, you know, moderated it and asked us questions, and it was very nice.
So what,
Joe Benny's. Benny's now. But
yeah.
Oh, it's a great place.
God, that guy's balls are unbelievable. And I'm talking about his meatballs, guys. You guys are filthy. But, every time I go in there, I told my wife, I'm a picky eater and I can't eat. I'm not a picky eater, but I don't like eating the same things over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat those damn meatballs every day. And it's a meatball.
Yeah.
That's a good meatball, you know. But
spicy meatball. What the hell is that commercial?
That's a spicy meatball. Anyway, the funny thing is going down there on Saturday, we had this event set up, a charity thing. We're just going to do like, you know, group talking.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to talk to Bordick later and tell his story. I text you last night what happened with Bordy. It's so good because he's such a stand-up guy.
I know.
You ever have the wrong date and show up somewhere, where is everyone? And Bordy did that. But no, so we were at Joe Benny's upstairs, and it was Garso, myself, you. We ended up having Calvin Maduro and Al Bumbry show up. Ken Singleton had sickness in the family. Mm-hmm. That they had to go to the hospital. So like all these things were going on at the same time. But it was fun, and I just, once you get around, people ask me all the time, like, hey, who's your favorite person to work with? And it's a really hard answer, because I've done different shows with different people, and I'd like to think that most of the people here like working with me, but, like, it's just weird being around Garceau, because I feel like that's really where I started to cut my teeth and kind of...
was.
And he's just the best person ever. Like, he's so effing funny.
Yeah.
I don't like, that's my favorite. He messes with everyone. When he's not on the air, he is effing with you all the time.
Yes.
And it's hilarious. So
he's one of those guys too. I don't remember seeing him in a bad mood.
Yep.
He's always in a good mood, upbeat, you know, sharply funny.
I asked him about the Zenoa story when he yelled. He started laughing.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He's laughing his ass off. But no, the same thing, like Josh and Joe down there at Joe Benny's, like the event to put on, Antonio's dad, Russ, and we were laughing about it because I said, nobody even knows him as Russ. He's Antonio's dad. And
it's actually true.
I don't think he has a problem with that because it's lifting up his son. But Antonio had a great time. And then they did the festival that they had yesterday. Now, they still have the St. Timothy's Festival coming up in Little Italy in a couple. It is St. Timothy, right?
Anthony.
Is Timmy his brother?
Yeah.
See, you can't get me with the Saints. I don't
think Timmy was the Irish brother.
I think they go marching in.
I think it's St. Anthony.
Hey, come out for the Saints. No, they're going to get mad at me now. But no, the Italian festival, that's coming up. But this is something they want to start doing every year. And the money went to the Mogaba Foundation that they raised. It went to, what was it, AC Milan, the soccer
team. That was cool having them in it too, yes. Yeah.
And it also went to Orioles Advocates, which is something that's big for Antonio and what he's involved with and all the great things they do. So, sorry to run off on that tangent, but we did. It was a really, really good time last night, or yesterday, and of course Saturday night. So it was fun to see all the guys. Even Viv's going to join us later this week, catching up with him. The first thing I said to him was like, all right, how many effing baseball games are you coaching now that you're retired? And he told the story. He was like out till midnight the one night at a tournament and then coming back home and getting back up at 5 a.m. to get him out for three more games. So just a lot of good people on that stage. Yeah. So a lot of fun.
St. Anthony's is June 1st.
Okay. So when is Timmy's?
It's later.
Okay.
It's later in the year.
Hey, Timothy Anthony, get over here. Which one of you Saints? Somebody's going to get really upset. Now, this weekend, too, you found out about your Knicks, whether or not they're frauds. Did they win? I missed it. What happened? High score. What's that mean?
They won by 38 points.
Yeah, look what the Thunder did to the Nuggets yesterday. Mm. Thanks for coming out. Jokic is afterwards.
Yeah, except that's different. Everyone expected. I heard the Knicks were frauds up till they trounced the Celtics in the last game. I'm like,
even after it was done, Paul Pierce is going, yeah, the Pacers are going to get you. Shut up.
They just beat the defending champs. They pulled their pants and smacked the crap out of them. It's like, they did.
You won more games on their floor than they did.
Yeah. And the last one, you beat up by 40 points.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, no, get up on that podium and pump your chest out, man, and let everybody know because it's, what is it, 25 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Since they've...
the conference final?
It's incredible, man.
I'm going to go in the car, get my Knicks hat, and wear it all show.
You should. But I think it's cool because no matter how you slice it in the NBA, you get new blood. Mm-hmm. New blood across the board. Either we get to see Anthony Davis in his first ever finals or SGA. On the flip side, you're looking at the Knicks and this great story. Jalen Brunson, they were talking about how many playoff games the Knicks had won before he got there and how many he's won. It's just like, it's not even close.
No.
This guy might go down as one of the best Knicks ever, even the best when it's all said and done. And it sounds weird to say
that. Yeah.
But again, if he gets the accolades and the championships. And the other thing with Indiana, that's another team. They made one finals in their lifetime, right, and got smoked. Were they in the Eastern Conference finals? They went there a bunch of times. I'm trying to remember if they went to the actual finals. But either way, we're going to talk about all that.
Yeah, I'd maybe happy. I was out yesterday afternoon, just quickly. Right down the street. I met my friend Filippo for a drink. And, I see a kid in a Brunson jersey down here.
Did he have a black eye, too? No. Every time I see Brunson, something's wrong with his face. It's somewhere. All right.
He didn't listen.
We got Orioles. We're going to talk a ton of it. World is Stupid at 7 o'clock. But up next, want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Thoughts on the team's direction after Hyde's dismissal. What is this going to look like in the future? I've got my thoughts. Let's get yours. 105.7 The Fan right here. Big Bad Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one.
You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Like you said, this is my, first change in a manager, so it's a little bit different, but I have full faith in Manzo and the surrounding staff, so see if we can get it turned around.
There you go. It's kind of been a rough stretch here, you know, looking at what's going on with the Birds. Six in a row now. Swept by the Nats. It's like, it's been so bad, Ed, that you're coming out and you know the game's over in the first inning.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or that early in the game that, you know, there's no more. If this is a night game, let's say, they're playing Milwaukee tonight. Let's say they were on the West Coast. You watch that first inning. Ain't no more business decision. My ass is going to bed. I don't want to watch this. And I can't blame people because it's not just poor play. I mean, you could look at some of it as a lack of effort, but the fundamentals, I don't know who Heston Kjerstad was throwing the ball to twice on Saturday. You know, like you watch some of it, you're going, what are we doing, guys? Like, have you played this game before? They just fired your manager and you came out like that. And now Kyle Gibson, DFA, like, this is going to be
I know.
And then people are going to get upset if they start trading pieces away. Like, the rumor is that Eflin wants to go back to Florida. He's got this year left on his deal. Wouldn't you move him to get something if he's not going to re-sign here? So they're going to have to Esser get off the pot at some point, but they got to take a long look in the mirror and say, this is who we are, whether we like it or not.
It just is. It is weird seeing professionals make those horrific throws. Did you see Pete Alonso's airmail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh!
Juan Soto's like, where are you throwing that to, bud?
And Juan Soto makes a great play in the outfield. Like, everything's upside down. They're raving about it. I can't tell if he really tracked the ball well or he was so off he made a dramatic play. But, like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of frustrating. But, you know, when things are going bad, Ed, you need some sort of, like, what do you need? Like, maybe a little positivity, maybe somebody to kind of give you the reasons why these things are happening. So when you need anything like that, you go to Dave in Salisbury. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. I just want to talk a little bit about Mike Elias. This guy must be a total joke. I guess he thought firing Brandon Hosmer was going to solve all the issues for the Orioles. I mean, is that insane thinking or something like that? I mean, actually, I always defended Brad Hodge. I thought he was a good guy. You know, I know a lot of people are criticizing him, saying he's at fault. You know, but look at all the stupid trades that Elias has made. I mean, this guy has been a complete joke, you know. I mean, how in the world do you trade like a Kyle Stowers? I know he's not the difference maker, but he's doing pretty good with the Miami Marlins. I grant, you know, it's pretty easy to do good in the National League, but...
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was pretty easy to say that he played well after he's already played.
Yeah, but I think the National League's much better than the American League. Yeah. Why is it easy in the National League?
It scratches my head sometimes. Why would you trade him like for a Trevor Rod?
I don't worry about it.
Did we lose him? Dave, you there?
Where'd you go, Dave?
Oh, I mean, they kind of, you know, I hate to see him lose, but, you know, they kind of caused it on their own self.
You
mean,
feel like they deserve it, Dave?
Maybe they deserve these losses. You know, I mean, if they're going to make some stupid moves and, like, firing Brandon Hyde, I mean, Brandon Hyde was not a bad manager. You know, granted, you know, he did do some bad lineups sometimes and things like that. But overall, you know, I thought he performed good. This was the same guy that won 101 games with us just 2 years ago, and they're going to fire the guy 2 years later.
What if the Orioles were in the National League, Dave?
Pardon me?
What if they were in the National League? You think they'd do better?
Probably not. I mean, that's my thinking right now.
Just because
they're not
playing well, though, Dave, right?
I mean, basically, no. I mean, but it's kind of crazy. I mean, why are you trading some of these good pieces? And then you're getting pretty much, I hate to be, you know, sarcastic, but they're getting garbage, basically. You know, and that's, I mean, granted, 20 years ago, you know, if we were this bad, you would understand it, you know, because, you know, we had bad ball players for the most part. But these guys are pretty good. You know, it's kind of like maybe it's all being set up by, you know, the commissioner, you know.
Dave, I got a serious question for you. You know, like, I think fans would love to go to a Dave in the Salisbury game at the park. You know what I mean? Like, everybody comes out and hangs out with you. Would that be something you'd be up for, to go to the game?
Yeah, I might be. I might get a little hyper, but yeah, that'd be fun.
I mean, you can't bring any weapons like baseball bats or anything in. And you said you wanted to hit Alex Gordon over the head a long time ago. I just hope we'll be civil. But yeah, man, that'd be fun, right? Joe said he's in.
Yeah, we'll try to be that way.
Dave, appreciate the call, man. By the way, I'm half kidding, because if he said yes, like fully said yes, I would make this happen. You can't tell me. Like, people say it all the time, and we heard it on Saturday. It's like, oh, man, I wanted to put the face to the voice, and it's a lot easier now with social media. You can't tell me you don't want to see Dave in Salisbury. You need to find out who this cat is. It's like the guy that cut you off on the road. You need to pull up and see what his face looks like.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Right? Do you want to see the wizard when you pull a curtain back? I want to see Dave.
Dave's the best, man. I can't believe, like, people are like, oh, I can't. I don't want to throw Joe under the bus. It's like, I don't know what he brings to the table. He brings everything, man. That flamethrower. Did you hear that?
Nah.
Oh, my God. Adley Rasmuffin.
Adley Rasmuffin.
Dave's the best, man. Ron Flattery.
It was the best. Kyle Stowers.
We were talking about...
Joe's got that down now. That's pretty damn good, actually.
Stowers. All right, but so with this weekend and everything you saw, what are your thoughts with Hyde getting fired? Because the general consensus around a lot of the baseball heads, especially after the first game, is it didn't look like his fault, but we all know what happened. Somebody has to fall on the sword, because usually when you fire somebody, it lights that fire, yes. But we didn't get any flint.
Well, if you remember when I asked the question, I prefaced by saying, you can't fire all the players, So is the manager in danger? That's what happens. It's like, and I've told the story. I come from a background where guys get, you know, fired, forced to retire, when it's not even their fault. Like, I remember the chief of the patrol in New York, cops in Queens tortured a prisoner, like 2 a.m. He was fired the next day. The chief patrol sleeping in his bed. Yep, you're gone. Well, one of the 29,000 cops that works for you did something bad. You're out of here.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so the other thing with this is, and I've been, you know, look, the firings, if it happens, usually it starts off with coaches, and I think that's where everybody thought, like, hitting coach.
Yeah.
Like, one of the six guys going to go. Is Cody Ashe going to be let go, or whoever it may be? Would they get rid of a pitching coach? Even though we know the pitching's been bad, but the hitting's just been dreadful. So the weird thing is with the pitching, they have bad pitchers, so you expect it to be bad. With the hitting, you don't have bad hitters, but everything looks terrible. So, but what I was going to get to is when the firings happen, like, and it eventually goes up, if it gets to the GM, you know the oddity of this is you have a brand new owner that needs to hire a general manager to make baseball decisions. Is he ready for that? If he fires Elias? You get what I'm saying?
I get exactly what you're saying.
Like, if we took somebody from wherever and put them in charge here and they wanted to create a new show, it's like, okay, you can do that, but you got to figure out, do you know what you're doing? So the problem is, too, like, and I'm not a fire Elias guy, and I know I'm in the minority now because everybody's like, get rid of this guy. I go back to the Kyle Stowers trade. I go back to that trade, and again, people are screaming about it's a 26-year-old minor leaguer.
Yeah.
And he's having, I don't want him to fail. I want him to keep hitting and have a great season, because the whole point of it is they were never going to play here. You guys were screaming about Connor Norby in the first 2 weeks he got traded. You were screaming about Joey Ortiz in the first couple weeks he got traded, and we got Corbin Burns for him. Everybody's going, was it worth it? Yes, it was. He was another 26-year-old minor leaguer. And again, when you look at it honestly. Where was he playing? Is he playing over Colton Cowser? And all these people saying...
That's the problem, that discussion, that reasoning, that conversation never takes place when people bring up Stowers. It's like, where you can put him?
He wasn't going to get an opportunity over Kierstead. First off, when he was here, he was blocked by Santander, Cowser, and Mullins. Where's he playing? Where? You got Ryan O'Hearn as a left-handed bat who's going to be your DH whenever you're facing a righty. And you got Adley Rasmuffin, as Dave would talk about. You got Adley Rutschman who comes in, and if he's not, more times than not, if he's not catching, you're going to see him DH. Where? Again, the people go, well, you should have got more for him. From who? It's a 26-year-old. The numbers he's putting up now, he didn't do that here in this short period of time.
As you said, doing the minors.
He hit home runs. Don't get me wrong.
I know, but not like
he
that.
Ran into a couple in the minors, but he played every day and was in the minors forever. So, I get it. Like, it's the after-the-fact thing, but it's this damn knee-jerk reaction from fans. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. You guys can argue with me about Stowers because you guys knew he was going to be a star. 410-583-1057. We'll take your phone calls right here on The Fan. Big Bad Morning Show, Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, 410-583-1057. If you want to call in, we've been talking about Brandon Hyde's firing, how the Orioles, well, if you want to call that playing over the weekend. What? And it is crazy because, as we've talked about, you heard this. The update there was one of the best updates I've ever heard in my life. The update, we were talking about the fact that Jackson Holliday hits another home run yesterday. He's been on absolute fire. It looks like he's figuring it out. I'm not sitting here telling you to take a silver lining in what's happened, but you can kind of see why Elias didn't want to trade this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You definitely can see it from Basayo and Mayo in the minor leagues. We just haven't seen it come to fruition here, and this is why you don't go, oh, Kobe Mayo hit what at the major league level? Let's trade him. Because you don't know what he's going to be. You got to give these kids a chance to figure it out. And there's so many damn kids on this team. So for the people that yell, just blow the whole thing up, well, that's stupid. All of your superstars are young talent here.
Yeah, and then when all these guys start to flourish in other places, like, how can you be how stupid you want to let these guys go? You knee-jerk reaction. It's no win. You can't listen to the fans.
And I'm not one of those guys saying you can't be critical of anything. Like the Orioles, people have talked about the trades. I'm not sure Elias knows how to make trades. And I'm going, well, I mean, he got Cano. He got Eflin. I mean, Povich was in that trade. You look at some of the moves they've made and players they've gotten in, even in the minor leagues and brought them up and throughout the system. I mean, some of those trades have worked out. Yeah, you're not going to love the Trevor Rogers trade. You're not going to love some of the other ones where it was smaller moves, especially when you're in a pennant race. The thing, in my opinion, that people should be complaining about, it's not that they didn't get Corbin Burns. It's not that they didn't even get Garrett Crochet. It's the fact that where were you on Pivetta, Eovaldi, and some of these other guys that signed shorter deals? And the fact that you have no payroll, basically, and you've had no payroll for 4 or 5 years, why didn't you allocate money to those guys? Like, I didn't – to wait and give Charlie Morton $16 million is just insane. And that was another knee-jerk reaction because of what happened. So,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, and Charlie Morton.
Well, he came.
That's remarkable. It just is.
I was telling everybody on Saturday. I said this SOB. I had the over in the game, and the way it starts off, you're like, okay, just get me three more runs, and we're golden, right? And then Charlie Morton comes in. I'm like, okay, here we go. And he actually pitched well. You son of a. He comes in and he was fine. I think what did he give up? One run. So now we're probably going to see his ass back in the rotation again. Ugh, God, what a season.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, what a season. And this is like, you know, we used to always talk about how great it was when the Orioles, last couple of years, when they were, you know, one of the best teams in baseball. One of the best teams in baseball. I can't believe I'm saying that. One of the best teams in baseball last 2 years.
They won more games than anybody else.
Yeah, 192 games in 2 years. Yeah. And like, you have that. We're talking, I said, remember the days when, geez, we'd be talking about the Ravens in May because there's nothing to look forward to because we added a pet. Oh, here we are.
Well, if you're
I'll be honest with you. When I saw the rundown today, I was like, "God, no, not Ravens news. Like, nothing happened. They didn't do anything. It's just like, come on, do something."
Yeah,
because I mean, it's just to the point where how many times can you say they suck? They're terrible.
It's
everything's wrong. Everything's wrong right now. Everything.
Well, you know, when everything's wrong, you need a little positivity. Let's go to Greg in Columbia. Greg, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I thank Mr. Hyde for his time in Baltimore. He went from the depths, and then he ascended to 2023 and 2024, where they had much positivity. He won AL Manager of the Year in one of those years. And I hope that from this point forward, that he will learn excellence in MLB, and I hope that the O's will also go on to excellence in MLB from this point forward.
Greg, thanks for the call, man. That's great
stuff.
We
needed that.
All right, where do we go from there? Back to the negativity. No, you look at the way things set up here moving forward, and then the one thing that we talked about is if you're going to think about the trade deadline and this team possibly being sellers, you have to be realistic with the pieces that you're willing to trade. Because this isn't supposed to happen. Like you went from, and for all the people's like, well, they let Burns walk. They won more games without Burns in the year before. It's not like you look at players' war and see what you want and what you have. And when you lose your front two starters and you already lost your best pitcher the year before, and you know you're going to get him back in the middle of the season. Yeah, you kind of look at things and go, okay, I wish we would have done more here or here. But the fact of the matter is like, no matter how they slice it, let's say they didn't stay healthy, whatever. Let's say the pitching stayed healthy. I still don't think it matters because I can't even explain what happened to the hitting. And all you people bitching about what they did in the offseason, tell me what hitter you wanted them to get. And don't bring up Santander coming back. He's hitting a .180. You know, like...
And it's when I said it the first time, it was only about a month into the season. Now it's not. Now you're 2 months in, he's hitting a .180. It was like, he's 178 last time I looked. It's like, come on, man.
That's what I love is I talked to somebody this week and they were like, well, they didn't need to make any moves. If they'd have kept Kyle Stowers, they would have had, and I'm like, Jesus, what are we doing here?
Yeah, like, Stowers is the answer.
And Stowers is going to be an all-star this year. Have you looked at Miami's team? Everybody gets an all-star.
Somebody's got to go, right.
And he's, I mean, but look, he does, the way he's playing right now, if he continues it, he deserves it. He's having, this is a phenomenal start to the year. And as I told you, six of those home runs came in three games, but they all count. We're not taking any of them away. So, and then I think Norby's finally healthy again. I saw Joey Ortiz back this weekend for the Brewers. We'll get to see him tonight. He made a big error yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, look, this isn't fun. Come to work. Look, I'm going to Ireland next week. I leave on Memorial Day.
Yep.
I cannot wait to stop talking about this nonsense.
I know. Me too.
You felt like Monica and Friends. I know. Yeah, that's what it was.
I just can't. It's after a while, it's like, come on, man. Because this one's like, they're due. This got to turn around. It has to. Like, they're too talented. Where'd all these guys go? Where's Adley? Where's Gunnar?
So I was talking about how great the hitting conditions were on Saturday and Sunday. You faced inferior pitching. Those two, Jake Irvin sucks. He sucks. And you let him just dominate you for about five innings. And the problem is, I talked ad nauseum about how great it was for hitters in the past 2 days. And you can see that from what the Nats did. Now, the Orioles scored runs, but they were meaningless runs late. You know, like, again, you talk about people used to say all the time, I've never seen him hit a meaningful home run, meaning to tie the game or take the lead. They all count. But again, when you're going through this process and just going through the motions and you hit some late in a meaningless game, it doesn't mean much. Now, I'm not going to take anything away from Jackson Holliday, who a couple of these shots came from him. But good for him, man. He might be an all-star. He might be the Orioles all-star.
It's funny how the people I feel. You know what I feel bad for? The broadcast crew.
Yeah.
Because they've got a blue sky this somehow and try, like, during, and it's day, and that's, they have so much more to look forward to or not.
You heard Kevin Brown's come on.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Oh,
yeah, with the balk. Mm-hmm. Come on!
Yeah.
That was like one of mine. Like, come on!
But when you go through, and by the way, I am getting tired of some of these new fans too. And I don't mean any disrespect. People that jump on is like, man, I watched this whole rebuild. Shut up. I watched 40 years of just half-assed baseball at best. I mean, we had a couple of good seasons in there, but I'm not going to hang my hat on going to the playoffs.
You know, it sucks too, and I can't believe you have not raised this issue.
What?
How happy is Buster Olney?
Somebody said he just needs to come out of the woodworks and just kill him now.
I can't believe you haven't said that yet.
Oh, man. Like, he's got to be. He's smiling somewhere from ear to ear. He looks like the Cheshire Cat.
Yep.
Man. But what do you say about this year? Like, there's nothing you can do to make things better, and it's like fans want blood. Fire that guy. Fire this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe it happens. Maybe we see it. But again, be careful what you wish for, because now you got to replace those guys, and if you got a brand new owner that's going to pick out the next guy to run his team.
And he's a brand new owner. Was it 15 months?
But I'm saying you're still learning I don't want to say rules of baseball, but just how everything goes on behind the scenes, the financials.
You're a new baseball owner. I mean, the guy's obviously a smart, wealthy man.
But no question.
Yeah. But it's a different business. It's things to learn. It's like, woof.
All right, here we go. We're going to, we've got the World of Stupid coming up at 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. We're going to get into some Diddy stuff. No Diddy. Anyway, we're going to talk more about Hyde's dismissal. Does this fall on Elias? Do you think Elias is the next guy to be fired? Chris, we'll take your phone call and yours at 410-583-1057.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off today, but we'll hear from him at 9:30. Right now, we're talking Orioles. How much of Hyde's dismissal falls on Elias? Do you think he's next? Before we go out to the phone lines, let me throw it at you, Ed. Elias has to be the next one to fall if things continue the way that they've been going.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think he gets fired during the season if it just keeps...
continues like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. Right now, if it continues, and the question is if it continues like this, right? I think so. Because this is horrific. This is just the colossal fail. This isn't like they're having a bad stretch. It's like they're not even really competitive. It's not like they're losing, you know, because we've gone through all these things. Exit velocity, but hitting it right at people. They're doing this, they're doing that. You know, at the end of the day, if you don't get on base, you don't get on base. And it's like, you know, you got to stop because it's like everyone is playing poorly. I mean, they have a winning percentage of .333. It's a third. They're 15-30. Like, how are you coming back from
it's
this?
Good batting average.
Right. That's almost 11.5 games out of first. It's May 19th. 11.5 games out. That's a lot to climb back from. You say you don't lose the season in April.
They did.
They kind of did.
They found a way to do it.
Yeah, like.
You can't, like, it can't be this bad. It's, and I agree with you. Like, I think something eventually happens, whether it's Elias getting let go if this continues. And it's so weird because, like, Tyler O'Neill's a streaky hitter. Mm-hmm. And you know what's going to happen? At some point he comes back and plays, and then he gets hot when the games don't even matter.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, who cares at that point? If this continues, Kobe Mayo better be called up and starting at first base on every single...
Well, that's the other thing. You might as well just bring up all the young guys and see what they can do. Basayo, yeah. Mayo, just bring them up.
Who gives a rat's?
Because now it's like, okay, let's see what we got. Because,
yeah.
I mean, if you take out the Rockies, who were just... They stink on ice. I mean, they're just god-awful. The Orioles are the worst run differential in baseball.
Stop telling me that Kobe Mayo can't play third base if you don't have a third baseman. Rivera ain't it. Now, look, Ramon back. I'm not arguing with Ramon. Ramon's a good player. But, like... Put him at first base. Let's see what he can do. Do something, man, because this roster and seeing the way that things are going on right now and not knowing when Colton Cowser's coming back, Jordan Westberg had a setback. Hell, you know the worst part about this? Andrew Kittredge coming back. All these pieces are coming back. Andrew Kittredge has been lights out in the minor leagues. You didn't get to see it at all. So, yeah. Let's grab some callers here. Chris is in Parkville. Chris, you're on the fan.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
You had a great weekend.
You too, man.
Yeah, I'm going to end with something positive. But, yeah, as far as the, you know, I think they're analytically heavy, I think. And I think should they make an addition, like whether it's during the season or in the off season, I think it wouldn't be bad to see like a grizzled veteran skipper to, for lack of a better term, neutralize that. I think it would be good. But hopefully, you know, I'm just glad they took some action and didn't just sit there and watch the ship go down like they were doing for a while. This goes back almost a calendar year, but a special shout out to the University of Maryland lacrosse team, Final Four.
There you go. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call.
And again, man. That's another team that's always good.
Yeah.
They're always good.
Yeah, I just saw something too, like, you know, scrolling through social media. It's funny. It's weird when people are like talking about the Orioles all the time, because I remember when we were so bad and it's just like, hey, when does Raven season start? And one of the things we've said in recent years, it's fun to kind of not even be thinking about Raven season, because you're locked into what the Orioles are doing. And now it's like, I said it myself, when's training camp? When do we get to talk about something else besides a bad baseball team?
It's funny you say that. It's like, you know what our schedule's like. I mean, for you, it's easy. It's, you know, do you have a Mo Gabba shirt on? Is that or Life Med? So it's like, it's an easy choice.
By the way, hold on. I don't want to, like, finish your thought, and then I'll make sure. I'm going to write down so I don't forget mine.
Well, I got up early today. So you know what? I'm going to actually shave my head and shower. This one's good. I didn't do it at night. Let me do this now. And I'm selecting clothes. I pull a Ravens t-shirt out of my drawer. I can't, because they're going to take it and I'm just sticking with my finger in the Orioles' eye.
No.
Put that back. I'll give it a month.
No, I'm not sure if I'm ruining Ed's shovel or not. Maybe not. But Ed texted me this weekend about the event on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And he said, do you know what the dress is? Like, how should we dress? And I said to him, I'm pretty sure it's casual. I mean, you know, I don't want to dress up and put on a pair of khakis and a polo. And Ed's immediate thing is, that's dressing up?
I mean, yeah.
For me, yeah.
For the rest of the country, that's dressing down, really. It's like,
I don't know. How many white trash areas have you gone?
I grew up in one.
Hold on.
The whole idea is you want to climb out, grab that ladder, and get out.
Just go to a funeral from somebody in Essex and count how many pairs of jeans and t-shirts you see at said funeral, and then come talk to me about my polo.
Want to talk about when I came to your grandfather's funeral?
Oh, yeah.
I was dressed in a suit.
Yes.
I was like the only person.
I told you. No, I was wearing a suit.
Other than you, yeah. Your family.
I was speaking too. Yeah. But the best part of it was like Ed's looking around. I'm like, oh, God. You should have seen when my grandmother passed and my buddy Larry showed up. Larry's black, by the way. They thought he was the limo or the hearse driver. They're like, who's this guy? And then you're looking at guys that are wearing, there were about 70 flannel shirts in that room. I'm like, these damn hillbillies.
July 15th.
Let's grab another call here. Zoe's in Hanover. Zoe, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
So we understand how sports work. The manager usually goes first. Now, I need to see Urias gone. I need to see the guy with a beard gone. Carlson, all these guys gone. Bring up the young talent. Let them figure it out. Maybe this is the best chance we have to see what we got.
Go ahead.
Honestly, Elias's eye for talent is genius. I don't really want to lose him. Maybe you make him, you know, in the background, you know, hey, go to Dominican, you know, run that, and we'll bring, like, someone like a Billy Ripken and a DeRosa to run GM and manage the team.
Well, I appreciate the call. Now, again, like, I think Billy's one of the better baseball minds, and working with him, like, love the guy. Mark DeRosa is another guy that's played the game intelligent. I don't know those are the guys that you necessarily want in your front office. I mean, I don't know if they have visions of grandeur, too, of doing that. But, like, for what you said, who's the guy with the beard? Who's he talking about? The guy with the, anyway, I'm trying to think.
Oh, the beard.
Something about it. I guess whoever's playing on the Orioles. Like, put Kierstedt out there every day. Put whoever. Let's see Mayo.
Let me get this straight. Like, when I said I think Elias might be next because what your question was, I don't want to see him go.
I don't either.
I think he's very good at what he does. You can't fault me, in my opinion, that selects people, drafts well, they come up, they look like wow, look at these. And then the next season or the next two seasons, they're like, they fall off. How could you? He didn't have a crystal ball. I mean, yeah. He saw what he saw. His scouts see this. They report it. They think these guys are good. They come up. They are good. Look at Adley when he came up. Struggling when he first came up and then comes on to team leader. It's like best catcher in baseball by everybody's account. Now he's struggling. Like, how do you predict this?
Goes back to the last half of the season. Let me grab Bill real quick. Bill is in Annapolis. Bill, or I'm sorry, Liberty Town. Bill, you're on the fan.
Making it through the season. I think he does. But he's, in my opinion, he's the one that holds the blame.
Yeah, we can't hear you. Yeah, the robot going on. Bill, I'm sorry. Call back in. We got World of Stupid coming up next. And let me tell you a little bit what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Diddy. And we're going to tell you about a unique way that a L.A. shop owner decided to piss off the homeless and get him to leave out front of his store. No, he wasn't using a hose on him like we've seen before. We'll get into all that and more coming up next hour in the World of Stupid here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.